terms of Section 45 of the Companies Act, unless the financial assistance is pursuant to an employee share scheme as defined, which Shanif spoke about, financial assistance for any reason to a large group of people, including directors, prescribed officers, related parties, corporations, have a number of requirements before this financial assistance can be given, such as a loan, for example, or a guarantee or whatever. So it includes a special resolution of the shareholders. The solvency and liquidity test must be passed by the board. The board must be satisfied that the terms of the financial assistance are fair and reasonable. Conditions or restrictions in the MOI need to be satisfied. And in certain cases, notice to shareholders and trade unions is also required. So it's quite a lot. The requirements are quite extensive. And if you look at the categories of persons to whom the financial assistance is given in terms of this section, it's very wide. Okay, so if you look at related parties, that would include, for example, a loan given by a company to its subsidiary. Okay, and this didn't ever really make commercial sense because a holding company, it doesn't really need to be protected from its subsidiary because of the very nature of the relationship between a holding company and a subsidiary, namely that the holding company controls the subsidiary. So it really was just an unnecessary compliance burden, having to jump through all these hoops before financial assistance could actually be given. So we have a welcome amendment now, which says that the provisions of Section 45 do not apply where a company gives financial assistance to or for the benefit of its subsidiaries. Okay. So just a few important things to note about this. Financial assistance by a subsidiary to a co-subsidiary, or financial assistance from a subsidiary to a holding company, would still be caught by Section 45. So you would still need to get your special resolution and satisfy all the other requirements as well. So in other words, downwards financial assistance to a subsidiary is carved out. Sideways financial assistance between co-subsidiaries to companies that have a common controller would be caught by Section 45, and upwards financial assistance from a subsidiary to a holding company would be caught by Section 45. Important to note, subsidiary, when you look at how subsidiary is defined in the Companies Act, it means a South African subsidiary, okay? So downward financial assistance to foreign subsidiaries is still subject to the requirements of Section 45. And why is that? It's because of that Steinhoff case that's mentioned on the slide there. The Section 45 refers to financial assistance to corporations, and the court interpreted that to include foreign entities. So given that the word subsidiary is used in the carve-out, the carve-out is really only downwards financial assistance to South African subsidiaries. So downward financial assistance to foreign subsidiaries is not carved out. And then another very important thing just to remember, there are two sets of financial assistance rules in the Companies Act. We have Section 45, which we've been talking about now, but also Section 44, which deals with financial assistance for the acquisition of securities in the company. Section 44 financial assistance does not have the same carve out. Okay, so if a holding company was to give financial assistance to its subsidiary for the acquisition of shares in the holding company, you probably won't see that very often. But if that were to happen, the provisions of Section 44 would still apply, very similar to the requirements of Section 45, special resolution, solvency and liquidity. So just be aware of that and don't forget about that. Practical effect here, financial assistance rezos can potentially be tweaked. If you are a company with foreign subsidiaries, like I said, just be careful there. They might need to stay the same. You would also need to consider MOI amendments. We do sometimes see, particularly with this section, that MOIs operate as a kind of user manual for companies. And so they set out the position in the Act when it comes to financial assistance. And if it is the position under as it applied previously, your MOI might just say, well, financial assistance to related parties requires, you know, compliance with the requirements of Section 45 and sets out those requirements without the carve out. And then you could potentially run into a bit of trouble there. So yes, just to consider your MOIs, just to bring everything in line with the amendments.